Well, I wanted to present some kind of ancestral music for Rasa or the Bronze Race. I really don't think that Hitler intended on having everybody all over the world be German or act like they're German or dress like they're German or only speak German. I believe, you know, National Socialism and nationalism in general has evolved to the point where as long as you're incorporating your own cultural significance and identity and you have, you know, a wanting to have that solidarity to not have outside influences dictate how things are done in your nation. How the mindset of like the Aryan white scene has been towards other minority groups getting into nationalist or national socialist bands or ideologies. Back when I was first getting into it, there wasn't much support. But there was a lot of whites scratching their heads, you know, going, why is this, you know, this stick listening to this music? Why are they wearing a Disturmer shirt kind of thing? And now I believe that even though there are still those in the scene that have that mentality, that it's matured. What a Makahuit is it's a war club. It's a best described as being similar to like a cricket bat, and it's got obsidian embedded all the way around. It's essentially known as a obsidian sword. It does a lot of damage. There's been records from the Spanish saying that during one of the accounts of the conquistadors in Mexico, his horse was nearly decapitated with one blow with one of these swords, just to give you an idea of how powerful and sharp that they are. I wanted to have a name that was powerful. I wanted something that if you saw the name, you would know it wasn't European, definitely. And you would know that once looking upon what this word is, the significance of its power, the message is very powerful. So I felt that the name needed to be powerful as well in context.